Sorry, she had the puppy in here, and
can't take him anywhere.
Him and Riot are having some issues right now.
They're having a riot.
Well, more so, Riot's having issues because the puppy keeps trying to lick Riot's dick.
You normally got to pay extra for that.
I know, right?
Riot's kind of the perfect height.
Oh, he fits right under him.
Yeah,
like he walks under him.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Saints Podcast. What's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol United Network. I'm your host, Jeff, and I'm not drunk. I spent the weekend drunk for Easter, had a great time. Hope everybody else had a good Easter. We'll check in with everybody's Easter recovery on this, the final episode of the Dome Patrol podcast before the 2022 NFL draft, which will be, want to do a quick early promotion for that. Don't forget, tune in. We're going to do a Facebook live stream. We will record it, but there's nothing like experiencing it live. You can chat, you can interact with us. Therefore, you'll be on the show. And sometimes we even invite fans, listeners, viewers onto our Zoom call so that you are literally on the show, a part of the show, whether it be live on Facebook or pre-recorded, not pre-recorded, recorded live. And then we edit out all of your comments. last year, I think we went, 6 hours, 8 hours or something?
Something like that. Yeah.
We start right before the draft starts. We follow every pick, including the Saints, who will have 2 picks, unless they make a trade. at least two, well, maybe 2 picks.
Allegedly.
Maybe, maybe more. And then all the way through pick number 32. And then sometimes we stay on just simply because we are loaded.
Drunk. Yes.
And we've all taken Friday off of work. Oh, no, we haven't. Oh, we're working Friday. Oh, shit. All right.
But from home. So, you know, technically.
No early meetings on Friday.
No.
All right. So, yeah, we're going to do some final. We don't do mock drafts around here, but we will do some final maybe theories, ideas, thoughts on what you think the Saints might do.
Sounds like a mock draft. Kind of sounds like a mock draft.
Well, we're not going to go through every pick, so it's not an actual mock draft. We're going to mock. We're going to do a simulated draft. All right. Anyway, let's see who we got on the show. Scott, welcome to the show. What's your number and how was your Easter?
I don't have a number, although I did just brush my teeth and drink lemonade. So it kind of gave me a little, I don't know. It wasn't a good taste, but it kind of gave me a little buzz. Anyway, my Easter was good. Boiled some crawfish on Good Friday. Didn't do anything on Saturday. Sunday, went to Baton Rouge, hung out with the family a little bit, had some crawfish etouffee. Good time had by all.
Very good. I also had boiled crawfish on Friday.
As is, of course, the tradition.
Wesley, welcome to the show. What's your number? And did you have boiled crawfish on Friday?
No number, no boiled crawfish. I got up Easter morning and so I woke up my wife and put and then had a good day running around and relaxing after that.
Wow.
There's a part of me that feels that needs to be edited out.
It does.
Or it could be the cold open.
Ooh, I wonder how many fans would be offended by that. All right, I don't really know where to take that, so we'll just take it right into the draft.
She took it already.
All right. Saints have the, what is it, number 10?
16 and 19. See, if you'd been doing some mock drafts, you would know when we draft. Right?
16 and 19. I don't remember on the last time we talked. We did like an instant reaction when this happened. We probably did talk a little bit about whether or not they could combine those trade up if they wanted to. But I think the prevailing theory on the Dome Patrol podcast is that that's very unlikely to happen.
Agreed.
And that's a talking point that the national media is pushing.
They've just slowed down.
They're bored. Yeah. Oh, good.
It'll pick back up, I'm sure. Before.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do think that when you talk about the draft every year, it's always the quarterbacks that get the main focus. And As much as the national media is overstating the value of the quarterbacks in this draft, makes me wonder, like, just how overstated even good quarterbacks are in the years when you have good quarterbacks, right? So, like, there's this overpromise of expectation or something like that. I don't know. It just, because the more I keep hearing about this year's draft, and everybody is still talking about Kenny Pickett and talking about him as though he's got the same potential as Peyton Manning did when he was in the draft, because they have to, because he's the only, like, he's the best quarterback in the draft in a bad QB class, relatively speaking.
I mean, the media wouldn't be doing their jobs if they weren't hyping up the draft. You know, they want viewers, they want people to watch, they want people to pay attention. And when you have, and like you said, quarterback's a sexy position. So when you have not as good as a class, you still have to do the same thing to try to get everybody on board with it. And I want to say there's only two quarterbacks, I think, that are actually invited to the draft this year.
Yeah, and Pickett's not one of them.
No, he's not.
Yeah, there's also the thing, Jeff, is that I think that, I mean, they've been real about that. If any of these quarterbacks were available last year, they wouldn't have been top five, four or five quarterbacks. But the reality is that now we're seeing, like, very average quarterbacks having $25 million salaries, and anybody remotely decent is getting 30 to 40 million. I mean, or good quarterbacks are getting, you know, 40 and some up to 50 million. They're realizing, I think they're, as we get closer to the draft, they're starting to be realistic that there are going to be quarterbacks taken in the first round. Teams have to, because if you can hit on a rookie quarterback and pay him, you know, $5 or $6 million a year for the first 4 years, it's a great windfall for your team if he's just an average quarterback now. Used to take a quarterback in the first round, you needed them to be a really, really good quarterback. It's now at the point where if you can just get a guy that's pretty average, and instead of paying him $25 million a year, you're paying him $5 million. It's a fantastic deal where you can build a team around it and spend in other areas. So I think they just realized that you're definitely going to see a lot, you know, three or four quarterbacks taken, even though maybe none of them are actually a true first round grade.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. And it's a shot in the dark.
Yeah, that it always has
taken. You're taking a gamble on these guys. Now, would you waste your first round pick on a shot in the dark like that?
But it's all shot in the darks. Like, I mean, you look at, well, look, I mean, at either, look at Ryan Leaf and Peyton Manning. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Ryan Leaf.
Yeah, Peyton Manning was not a shot in the dark. I mean, you at least had night vision goggles, laser scoping. I mean, you knew Peyton Manning was going to do well. Like, Tim Tebow was a surprise. Well, not to some. Tom Brady, nobody knew. But that wasn't a shot in the dark because that was a seventh round pick.
Right. But I mean, like, any quarterback you take in the first round.
To me, if I'm going to take a shot in the dark, it's going to probably be on a quarterback. It would be on a quarterback that I felt had enough upside to start immediately, as Wesley is saying, so that you can take advantage of the rookie salary. But I don't know. Like, well, in the Saints situation specifically, I don't see Jameis Winston losing his job to these guys, which then makes the Saints, to me, out of the conversation.
I don't think we're
picking as a potential to go after one of these guys.
Yeah, I don't see us picking a quarterback. We have too many other holes.
What if Kenny Pickett falls to 16?
I still would take him.
What if he falls to 19?
I still wouldn't take him. Well, it depends on what you get at 16, but I probably still wouldn't take him.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody.
Welcome to the show, Jason. What's your number?
Zero. Big fat zero. Just got home.
All right. Jeez. And how was your Easter?
It was good. It was good.
I bet mine was better.
Don't ask.
Don't worry.
You'll hear it in the cold open.
Yeah, that's fine. No, mine was good. I'm tired, man. These late night Pelicans games are.
Yeah, oh, did the Pelicans play recently?
Not last night.
I wasn't.
They got it to within six.
Lost by 11.
So it is
the best team in the league that didn't play in a week. So whatever. It's not the end of the world. It's fine.
I mean, I'm kind of rooting against them so that you'll be at the draft party.
Well, that's the big quandary, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
I'll just say, Jeff, remember, I mean, I realize what you're saying is that Peyton Manning wasn't a question, but he Ryan Leaf wasn't either. I mean, there was a discussion about which one was going to go one and which one was going to number two, and they were both surefire successful quarterbacks. And so, I mean, I get what you're saying. It's easy to do the revisionist history on the ones that worked, but there's a whole lot of people that Jamarcus Russell was, it wasn't a question about whether or not he was going to be a decent quarterback, not whether he was going to be worth the number one, but whether he was going to be decent in the NFL. I mean, the draft people, I mean, everybody predicted him to go that high. So there's been a bunch. And I mean, even in the last few years, I mean, I'll just tell you, like, if Trubisky, even though it was questioned of whether or not he should have been drafted where he was thought of way higher than any of these quarterbacks that are coming out right now. Like Trubisky and Josh Rosen.
It's possible that Trubisky actually ends up having a better career in Pittsburgh. You know, like Trubisky was playing for a bad team with bad coaching.
Right, I'm saying, quarterback's like, the hardest
like,
thing.
Trubisky and Rosen would be taken way before Willis or Pickett or Ritter this year.
Like and so my earlier point really is, right, you're saying like Trubisky would have been taken way earlier than these guys. I still hear some talking heads and it sounds like they are trying to sell us. And I know that's their job. They're trying to sell us Pickett as though he is a Trubisky or, you know, not definitely not a Manning, but at least, yeah, a Trubisky or I don't know. It just feels like, you know, there's enough other position players that maybe it's okay that this draft isn't about the quarterbacks and that it's about the other players that are going to get picked either before these guys. I guarantee you, quarterback's not going to go first, right? I mean,
no.
Right. For sure. So,
well, and I mean, guess that's I hope that four quarterbacks get taken in the top 15. Like,
yeah. Right? Because that gives us options.
If so, then the Saints are getting Charles Cross or Hamilton, and they're getting somebody that's a top five pick to fall to 16.
Right. So whenever it does get to us, all right, we said we none of us believe that they're going to trade to get up earlier. They'll be happy with 16 and 19, or would they pair up, say, the 19 and their second round pick? What number is that?
I think that we're going to make two first round draft picks. Whether or not we trade up from 16 to a higher pick, I could see that happening. Because again, I think somebody, and I'm just using Charles Cross as an example. If something happens with a couple quarterbacks and somebody like Charles Cross falls to 12 or 13, the Saints are moving. I really think that we think there's three good tackles. And then I think that people like Penning and Raymond are, you know, lower in the first round that you're way overdrafting them at 16 or 19.
So you
watch Neal from Alabama or Cross start falling a little bit in the, out of the top 10. I think the Saints get really active on the phone. But not pairing their two number ones.
I was going to say, right.
So it'd be like one and two. Their second round, one of their first and one of their second and their second round.
Right. So then they would have two first round picks.
Correct. I think that we will have two first round draft picks no matter what. I just don't know if they're going to be 16 and 19.
Got it. Right. And that's what I'm kind of thinking. And then there is the other piece side of it where if another team gets desperate, would the Saints trade away? So you're saying you'll have two picks. To have one pick, Mickey Loomis might be willing to trade away a pick to let a team move, say, to 19, for example.
Wes, if they're desperate, like he, and he can gobble like he's up mock something. Drafting to you.
This is not a mock draft. I told you this is what I said.
Scenario building.
Draft simulation.
Draft simulation. Draft simulator. It's the other game. Draft tycoon.
Yeah, and I know one thing I've said before is that I think with the roster in place, you can win with Jameis, and you know, you get a tackle, you get a receiver. This is a roster that can win the division. So again, there's kind of like you guys said, if you're drafting a guy, are you really going to let him sit? When is he really going to beat out Jameis year one? Like none of these guys are a surefire thing. It's like you're taking it. I mean, every time you draft a quarterback, it's rolling dice. But I just think the team is set up to have a better season the next one or two seasons by tackle receiver and not quarterback. But, you know, the Saints always do what we don't think they're going
to
do. So
that's what I was about to say. Like, the one consistent thing is whatever we want them to do or think they're going to do, they're not going to do. So that's
they're just not going to. It's going to be hilarious when they don't draft the receiver in the first round. And
no, you're going to be hilarious when they don't draft the receiver in the first round.
I might be in the Smoothie King Center not knowing what the hell's going on. So.
That's right. Ben will overreact for you.
Yes, yeah. He will.
You know, I do like the idea we should have you, but you should have Renee hold your phone up and you be just, but muted, just silent Zoom. We just have like Jason observation cam. And we'll see him check his phone for picks every now and then. And he'll like just look over at the camera and give us like a thumbs up or thumbs down. Like, I like that. I don't like that.
I mean, even if the Saints drafted a rookie wide receiver, okay, obviously we don't think he's going to beat out Jameis. Even if Jameis,
you mean a QB?
You mean the
QB? I'm sorry. What did I say? Wide receiver? Sorry, yeah. QB. Even if Jameis,
dude, we got Jameis and Andy Dalton. We're not
right. Even if he got hurt, Andy Dalton's going to be backing him up. Like the rookie receiver is not going to beat out Andy Dalton. No,
right. So well, I would hope not. He should be beating out Juwan Johnson.
What I'm saying is, there's no point in.
No. So okay. So go receive
right, unless you're drafting for our future, but. You would do that in the later rounds, I would think, not in the first round.
If they only had one pick in the first round, would you rather they spend it on a tackle or a receiver?
Wide receiver.
I say
tackle. Yeah. Wide receiver. We James Hurst played just fine last year. I don't want the entire – if it was not for him, then I would be really pushing towards tackle. We don't have anyone who can catch the ball. Like we seriously have problems.
Michael Thomas.
But outside of Michael Thomas.
But if he can't and have time to throw the ball, it won't really matter.
And James Hurst did just fine at blocking last year.
Luckily, we have two first-round picks, so we can draft both.
Fortunately, Terron Armstead missing so much, James Hurst actually was the starter. I think Armstead just provided relief every now
didn't
and then.
Did we lose our quarterback for the whole season because of an ACL injury?
Yeah, but that was because of a linebacker for the Buccaneers being a –
but he was running because the offensive line didn't block.
Didn't Armstead play that game? Like, what are we talking about?
I'm just saying.
We're not going to draft somebody better than Armstead. Okay, so we have two first-round draft picks. We don't have to choose between wide receiver.
I don't know that Armstead was playing that game. You need to go back and look at that. Let me know.
There's a good chance he wasn't.
But we've got two fit picks. And there's a good chance that we don't draft those two positions.
But I wouldn't be surprised. So I said,
we're drafting a kicker.
Remember, this is a simulated situation, Wesley, where we have one pick and we've traded the other pick.
You can't keep.
So
that must be 2024 because 2023, we have zero first round picks. And this year we have two.
We'll trade our number 19 and another pick for next year's number one. For with a team, we'll get, and we take a tackle because you can get a wide receiver in the free agency better than you can get a tackle in the free agency.
The free agency?
Free agency. I think I just figured out why Jeff doesn't like mock drafts because he sucks at them.
No, what's wrong with
No,
I think I'm figuring out that Jeff has never been sober for a draft and doesn't understand how they work.
What's wrong with
but he understands how the free agency works.
That's going to be the title of next year's free agency report. The free agency.
That's the title of this episode. The free agency.
It is the free agency. All right. You can pick up a receiver. To me, there's more receivers that can come in here and catch the ball than there are tackles who can come in here and play without making a mistake. Sure. So why not draft your tackle and play the odds? Or again, like you have two picks, then sure, it should be a tackle and receiver. But if you don't, I won't be upset if they forego receiver again. That tells me that they're going to pick somebody up in the free agency.
No.
Haven't they done it yet?
I am tired of bypassing on receiver talent in the draft. We've ignored that position for
because it's worked out so well for us in the first round and all those with Robert Meacham and
Meacham around.
Who else?
He was better than everybody
Robert
else.
Robert Meacham would have been
Thomas.
The best receiver on this team last year by a
Dante Stallpepper was a first round wide receiver pick by this regime.
Does he know it's Stallworth
or this front office? Yes,
it's a buddy DJ.
It's a buddy DJ. He doesn't know.
But
buddy
Jeff DJ. Also bringing up a draft from 20 years ago. Like
okay, Brandon Cooks
was pretty damn good for us, right?
Yeah, and we got Ryan Ramczyk for him.
Well, how come whenever Brandon Cooks had a potential to come back to the Saints, you didn't want anything to do with him?
He's got an attitude, bro.
Oh, we can't trade him for a first-round draft pick again. And he just got $20 million a year. I'm not really interested.
Yeah, right. Definitely not now. Yeah. I mean, you know, don't say that and then complain when our receivers suck again. Like, we have to draft a receiver. Have to.
And you really have to draft, you know, for the future. You get a free agency wide receiver, you're going to have him, what, a year?
Stopgap.
Yeah, I mean, it's you get a – I mean, think if we had drafted Justin Jefferson. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they have all these great wide receivers that you can get that are young that are just killing it in the league right now. And most of them are from LSU. Wait and draft a wide receiver next year and get Butte.
We don't have a first-round pick next year.
So. Oh, that's true. Never mind. When Sean Payton comes back,
we'll have two.
Yeah. There's a really good chance that we draft two wide receivers. I would not be surprised if the run on quarterback and receivers happens and we're taking somebody like Jameson Williams, who isn't playing week one. He'll play pretty early in the season, but it's doubtful that he's playing week one. And then we are kind of forced to get somebody else who can catch, whether it's in the free agency or later in the draft. They can play pretty quickly.
You've never heard it called the free agency?
I love the pettiness of our group.
I don't think it's ever been called the free agency.
I've said the free agency before.
Here's a billion idea, Jeff. Drop the.
Drop the. Just Facebook. It's cleaner.
Welcome to Dome Patrol Podcast. I dropped
actually,
the.
That doesn't sound bad.
I like the. All right, what else?
Dwayne Washington re-signed today.
Play safety?
Who?
Isn't it Dwayne Washington or whoever the fucking running back is?
Not Lionel Hamilton?
Oh, wait. I like the contrast, though, because, yeah, y'all sent that in the WhatsApp, right?
Yeah, they did.
And the contrast is – but right before that, it was the Browns are signing cornerback Denzel Ward, five-year, $100.5 million, making him the highest paid cornerback in the history. So while the Browns are, you know, they got Deshaun Watson, the Browns pick up this cornerback. Saints, meanwhile, re-signing running back Dwayne Washington.
Championship.
I want to know how the Browns, where are they getting this money from to get both Deshaun Watson and the highest paid cornerback in the history of the NFL?
Well, they're following the Saints model. The rest of the league's finally catching on.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson is getting paid $1 million this year.
Ah, that's what it is.
He's got a $1 million base salary of the $45 million signing bonus.
Okay.
So it's – and, I mean, they're going to have to trade Baker here pretty soon, figure out what Seattle's going to give them for him.
Or Carolina? Is he going to Carolina maybe?
Doubtful. No, I think they're high on either Pickett or Corral. It looks like it's going to be one of them.
Matt Rule's not going to have a professional job much longer.
And again, drafting a quarterback might save him where he gets to have two more years of being a coach instead of just one. So at least he can use, well, he was a rookie and we're doing this. And like, just give me, you know, now that he's got experience, let me play him. He might get 2 years when he drafts a quarterback.
It's better for the Saints if he's coaching again next year.
For sure.
So yeah, just please, Saints, no quarterback, please, just no quarterback.
Well, with Sean Payton not there, I think they're gonna. I think you're gonna be a little more pleased, Jason.
We'll see.
We're gonna have some answers about one. I mean, kind of the scenario you're using, Jeff. I mean, there's a possible opportunity to trade back from 19 to the mid 20s. Depending on how the board falls, that the Saints never would have even apparently answered the phone on before. And if that pops up, I mean, is that something that the Saints would look at into where maybe we have five picks in the top 100 versus four?
Right. Like if you move from 19 to say 23, I don't know, whatever, then like what else would you get? Because it's not going to be an even swap, right?
Probably get a first and a third. Let's say drop down to 25. Yeah,
either be a second or third, depending on where it is. And yeah. You know, if they're moving from 26 or 27 to 19, I mean, you'd get a second probably.
I mean, that's one option. Although, like, it is nice to think that you've got two in the top 20, you know, two in the top 19. Those could be the two pieces that are the difference between making the playoffs and making the NFC championship. If they're instantly usable.
If they're not Ruiz.
Or a lot of first round picks that we've made over the years. In 3 years, though, these guys are going to be awesome. So beyond, let's say you address your tackle and your wide receiver position in the first round. Let's say things just go, no craziness happens. What are you going to do with your third round or your second round pick?
Safety?
Yeah, I mean, safety, running back, and tight end, depending on what the tight ends are doing there. There's a couple of good catching tight ends in this draft. But, I mean, there's some – if the right safety falls, there's some pretty good safeties that you can get around there. And then, I mean, we need a – Dwayne Washington is not the Kamara replacement. I just want to go ahead and put that out there in case anybody was too excited about that. We're going to need a starting running back for six games.
What's the other running back we had, though, besides
Mark Ingram?
No.
Tony Jones Jr.
Tony Jones Jr., yeah, not Tony Snell.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Taysom Hill?
That's true. We don't have to worry about tight end this year.
Well, still might.
So, I mean, there's a few things there that, I mean, that kind of makes sense. Also, I mean, some of these big interior defensive linemen, I mean, the Saints could use some 6'6", 350-pound run stopper to plug the middle. I mean, there's a few things that make sense that aren't necessarily – I mean, there's nothing we have to draft once it gets beyond there, but there's options for sure.
We need something because, I mean, Kamara is going to be out for a few games, so
– I mean, the good news is that running backs – I mean, you've been able to find really good running backs later in the draft, and I think there's some really good guys around the fourth round in the top 100 to 120, there'll be some guys that we can get that can come in and make impacts as a rookie.
Now, some people think that if we take a receiver and a safety in the first round, that you could grab your tackle later in the second round.
Yeah.
Are you going to freak out over that if we take a safety?
No. I'm
with the first pick.
I mean, if Hamilton falls, I think you run up there and pick him.
Or Brisker?
Brisker is not a top. No, he's not that high. You're talking about the next you'd go into is like Hill from
Taysom.
No, not that one. there's a few guys that are before you get to Brisker. I mean, Brisker I think has been drafted or picked to us at 49 quite a bit. Dax Hill, the safety from Michigan, is probably the next one up after Hamilton. Right. I mean, there's a guy from Baylor that's really good. Would make a lot of sense. And then Georgia sign CINE. He's a big.
So you would be okay. You would not overreact if a safety is taken first, and you would wait to see if the 19th pick is the receiver.
I mean, it just kind of depends on how the runs go. I mean, we could see there's other people saying that there's gonna be five wide receivers taken in the top 15 too. If you see something like that, I mean.
Then you want to grab what you can grab.
Yeah. I just really think so. You know, 2017, the big thing that happened there was, you know, everybody predicted Corey Davis would go pretty early. But then when Mike Williams and then John Ross is the one that saved our ass, that let Lattimore fall to us. There was a couple of weird picks that people weren't sure where they would go. But everybody was like, OK, McCaffrey could be a top 10 pick, but he's little. So he could fall to number 20, something like that. So when McCaffrey got taken, but then when the Bengals ran up and picked John Ross, the Saints were golden because, it looked like Lattimore was falling to us. And then, you know, we got jumped for Mahomes. I could see something like that that's happening this year, obviously further, but with a couple of quarterbacks. And then, like, I don't like Drake London at all. I mean, if the Saints pick him, I think he's the best wide receiver in the draft, but not a big fan of his. He's going to go, people are predicting him one or two. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a couple of guys up there that somebody good will fall to the Saints. Like this should be, I mean, a great draft at 16, and the 19 is going to be interesting because I think teams like Pittsburgh and a few others might be trying to jump into that 17 or 18 to get ahead of us for our second.
Lowest, like the earliest we're picking in how many years? Like, I can't remember how long it's been.
Well, Lattimore was 13.
17. Yeah. Yes. 2017.
2017. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But when's the last time we had
7 and 9?
Lattimore was 11.
Yeah. Okay. When's the last time we had two picks in the first round?
2017. We got
Lattimore. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And actually, we've got three because we got Lattimore, Ramchek, and now we have Taco. So we've got three 2017 first round draft picks on the team.
You didn't think the 17 draft could get any better.
Well, hey, if it worked in 17, then the formula works. Then we should need to draft a cornerback. We'll take a safety. You know, let them be interchangeable there, and a receiver.
I'm pretty sure Gary Conley still doesn't have a job if we wanted to sign him.
I mean, we do need some depth on the offensive line. That's
again, look, there's like I said, there's enough holes here where another reason why you don't need a quarterback. I'd like to address all these other holes first because you've got a quarterback.
And you know, you talked about McCaffrey. I'm glad like we were never in a position to get McCaffrey because he gets hurt after week four every year. Like, and he, you ever notice that? He is small and he does get hurt. Like, he's great, but he's only good for, he's worse than Armstead as far as missing games.
For the last 2 years, for sure. But I mean, they've also run him into the ground. I mean, that's the one thing, one of the reasons Kamara's been able to stay fairly healthy is because he's had another running back to split the carries with. Whereas they just, here you go, McCaffrey, it's yours. Mm-hmm. 1,000 yards rushing.
And they don't have a quarterback either. To...
I mean, it's still amazing that they hitched their wagon to Sam Darnold. Oh, it's hilarious.
Well, I mean, I think the last two big ones that I've seen, you know, Brugler put the Charles Cross will fall to the Saints at 16, and then we would take Jameson Williams at 19, and then we would get Brisker at 49, and then Underhill, when he did his, he had us taking Olave at 16, which is who I want to get, Trevor Penning at 19, and then also getting Brisker at 49. So that's a couple people agreeing on the tackle, wide receiver, and then getting with the best safety left on the board at 49. And that's, I mean, I would love for the board to fall that way.
Yeah. And look, that's top three needs.
I'm seeing some potential, you know, if it happens in round five, could you get Davis Price from LSU? Scott's eyes and ears perk up. Would you want him?
No.
Yes.
Why and why not, Scott?
Because he's from LSU.
That's it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Which pretty much cancels him out. So
Peyton's not here. We're about to find out if it was Sean Payton or is it the Jeff Ireland.
Yeah, look, it's going to be a fun first round. It really is until the Saints disappoint us yet again.
Well, you're going to find out, Jason, if it was Sean Payton or Jeff Ireland and Mickey Loomis. I don't know. I feel like the front office is without Sean Payton's influence, their decisions are making a little more sense for business and balancing the checkbook, where it's kind of like, you know, with Sean Payton, it's I want this guy and we're gonna get this guy no matter what it costs. Where now that he's not there, they might be looking at it and saying, okay, this position's a need. There's three or four guys that could fill it. So we're not so dead set on one of them. And I don't know, like which way is better. I think Sean Payton's proven at least that his way wins. You know, this is the guy you want for whatever. Sometimes, if it's for his talent or his locker room presence, you want that guy. But what if you don't get that guy and you get somebody else? What's different?
You left scrambling.
And I'm not even talking about draft. I'm talking about the free agency, too.
Mm. The free agency.
Of course you are. it's another one of the big questions going into the next season, you know. Big change. You lose Drew and you lose Sean. A lot of some unpredictability here now.
Yeah. I think we're going to shake off a few things.
I mean, and then over the past three seasons, we've watched it. This turn into more of a defensive team. And where last year, I think we went in with talking about Jameis's arm and everybody hoping Michael Thomas would play. And, you know, Kamara could be an MVP candidate. And you're like, oh, our offense. I mean, we all thought last year at this time that our offensive line was going to be a strength of the team. That went a different way, but it was like, man, if this offensive line plays up to their potential, we can run the ball, we can pass the ball, we've got a big arm, we can get the ball down to Deontay Harris. Like, we still didn't accept going into last year that this was a defensive team. There's no more debate. Yes, Jameis has a big arm. Yes, we have Michael Thomas coming back. Who knows what we're going to draft? We can get a first round receiver. This is a defensive team.
Yeah,
let's get that out of the way. I don't care if we get the two best offensive players in the draft at 16 and 19, we're still a defensive team. And I think it's going to be really smart the way we build around that. And our offense is going to, I believe, complement that. I don't think that they're going to ignore the running back thing because we need to control the ball with a running back and let our defense work and beat people up. but then have Jameis where he can surprise people getting the ball downfield, where you draw people in and all. Like, it just, it seems really simple of what we need to do.
The Carl Smith offense.
I mean,
run, punt.
Pete run, Carl, run, run, Michael punt. Smith.
Gosh.
I mean, this is the, I mean, all these things are changing, but we're going into this draft and coming out of this, the free agency, knowing that we are a defensive team for sure.
Yeah. It's the, yeah. But really, I mean, that's, you need, that is the offense of, and the defense of the Saints in the 1990s, the early 90s.
Yeah. Except that there wasn't an offense. We're still going to have an offense, just the defense is a strength. Back right. then, the defense was a strength, and there was no offense.
Right.
With, the defense was the offense.
Well, last like, year, so last year was very much like 1991, 1992. And that those teams made the playoffs. So.
Playoffs.
All right, so any plans? What do y'all? What are your plans for the draft night as far as how you're going to prepare? What are you drinking? What are you showing up with?
Anybody want to guess what I'm going to be drinking?
Michelob Ultra.
Cactus juice.
Yes.
Jeff, what flavor truly are you going to have and how many will you have?
I don't know. I might have.
Jeff needs to go back to the squirts.
Yeah, you got to go back to the squirts.
Ooh. Okay. I'll do squirts for the draft.
No woman drinks for the draft.
Squirts. Yeah, squirts aren't woman drinks.
No.
Is anybody doing food? How going to have food and snacks out for their draft party?
I think we should.
I think we should.
We need to step this up.
I think we need to create a drinking game.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that getting enough drinks on us is a problem. That's we're solving a problem that doesn't exist.
I don't know. I think we need
what we need is food. We need a
where everybody game. Takes a shot when like Jason says a certain word.
Look, y'all are like, yep.
We can have like an eat a chicken wing game. How about that?
I mean, y'all are all assuming like that I'm going to be on this on the on this.
Jason, you have
that's
to
it.
Be.
I'm
on
doing
this.
Wings. You've solved that for me. Yeah.
I'm Jason, sorry. You have to be on this.
If there's a Pelicans game in the arena, I'm going to the Pelicans.
So the Pelicans have been in New Orleans for like 3.5 minutes, and that's more important to you than the Saints that have been there your entire life.
It's a playoff game compared to a draft, which I'm going to find out who they pick regardless of what happens. But if it's
who cares how the Charlotte Hornets do and if they lose in 4 games or 5? Larry Johnson's not coming back through that door. There's no Muggsy Bogues.
Hey, leave Grandma out of this, man. Come on.
Hey, what? So what game would be in New Orleans? Like what game 5?
Game 6. Game 6?
Oh,
and look.
Let me turn this. Jason, you're talking like you're not going to be on this show. What are you meaning?
Yeah. Order your wings and get your beer.
You have your draft cap and be ready. Okay.
Yeah, we all know.
I thought it was game 5 and I was throwing in. There could never game 6.
Game 6.
They're going to be on this show. Come on.
Are you guys all ESPN pundits now? You're ready to make incorrect predictions and be proven wrong? Okay.
No, we've just been around.
They are playing the best team in the NBA.
They are. Look, I don't expect them to win the series, but
right,
they could definitely.
So you expect them to go 6?
Forcing game 6 would be a massive victory.
Just making the playoffs was a massive victory for them this year.
So we'll see you Thursday.
Yes, we'll see you Thursday. They'll be lucky if it goes 5, if they don't get
and swept. Let's be fair. This is next Thursday, everybody, so right. Don't get too excited.
Right. It's not this right. Thursday.
Oh, it wasn't? I'm actually pretty free this Thursday.
Yeah. Are
well, you want to get on and do a mock draft?
Get the draft going.
We can get on here and do mock drafts. And
right.
We'll do a mock live draft scenario.
We'll react to crazy picks.
I mean, look, the arena already moved the No Limit concert Friday because – it coincided with the Pelicans game, so
they didn't expect it either.
Nobody did.
They're like, hey guys, anytime after April 12th, the stadium is free. Book anything you want.
Yeah,
I just
want to
see the guy who shows up for
the odds.
I want to see the guy who shows up for the No Limit concert and realizes the Pelicans game going on.
It's the same, it's actually the same crowd. And
probably,
Jason.
No,
it's the
probably Laker fans.
It's the same crowd and Jason.
So yeah, so right. Yeah, you guys have nothing to worry about then. I'll be here.
So I know how the Saints do it, but with the Pelicans playing. Does the crowd do anything specific for all the Suns fans that are going to be there? Is there any kind of welcome to them?
The good news is that for the playoffs, as long as it's not the Lakers or the Warriors, we're fine. There is a section of Devin Booker fans because he's from here.
Yeah.
But other than that,
CP3.
I was going to say, there's a bunch of Chris Paul fans still.
Yeah, but half the arena is going to boo him. So, and those aren't just the Pelicans.
Oh, I heard all this on the Pelican Plunge, which you can listen to on our feed. After you finish listening to this,
They should have listened to it already, Jeff.
Well, right, right. We are going to do one.
Maybe they're halfway through and they didn't realize that all of this is part of the conversation on the other episode.
We are going to do another one after game two, just to kind of see where we are. Hopefully we're not down 0-2, but this is a chance. I mean, again, Phoenix is the best team.
Well, maybe we'll do a Saints league, draft night.
It's definitely an uphill battle.
And we may have a special appearance by Jake and Drew. They'll be here draft night as well.
What will they be drinking?
Squirts without vodka.
Wait, is that draft show child appropriate?
Nope. Thank you.
Well, they're going to have to be on for the early.
They're going to be early. Yeah, it's going to be early.
I don't know if you remember early last year, but didn't really start
the
off.
UK's guy will have a head start on us.
Yeah. And we have Darth Saints going to be here, I believe, right?
Yes, he will be.
He is confirmed. He'll be on for a little while.
And yes. Who knows? We may have other special guests. Who knows? That's maybe me, maybe not me. I don't know. Call me. Tell me.
You'll be here.
I swear you could totally live stream yourself in from the game. And we can, like, even on the Facebook stream, I can have a window. Like you said, maybe Jeff can put me in a window. I can put you in a window and we'll have you off to the side.
Except the signal's so poor in the arena with all the people. It's not going to work. Mm. I'm going to be frozen.
It's going to be the same. He's either screaming at the Pelicans for losing by 20 or he's screaming at the Saints for drafting a quarterback. I mean, he's going to basically be saying the same thing no matter what.
No accountability.
This is bullshit.
He ain't lying.
Rita does on both teams.
So no matter what on that Thursday, are you going to be doing vodka Red Bull, Jason? Is it vodka Red Bull no matter what is happening?
Well, it'll be vodka Red Bull if I'm at the arena. It'll be vodka probably Monster if I'm here at the house.
Monster. Or maybe I'll just get the,
Until it just turns into vodka.
Or Dr. Monster. Dr. Monster. Dr. Monster.
The Saints take Matt Corral at 16 and then it's just vodka.
Oh, they drafted Matt Corral with one of those first two picks. That would top Peyton Turner last year, the reaction from me. So if that's what you want, Saints.
You and Darth Saints.
Go ahead.
Jason, can we now get you on record with guaranteeing that no matter what happens, that you will listen back to the draft show this year?
Yes, I will definitely listen.
Because you still haven't re-listened to last year's draft show.
You know, I gave you a fairly decent edit for that show.
That's okay.
Yes, he did.
If my memory is correct.
You did.
I cut out an hour's worth of ranting, but it was easy to cut because it was a solid hour without interruption.
Every time Jason repeats himself, you take a shot.
Oh, everybody's gonna be hammered.
Well, then that's a cyclical thing.
Right.
Like
we'll have the first.
We're gonna be caught in a time loop. Right.
The first death in Dome Patrol history.
Every time Wesley says, "Let me be clear," you take a shot.
Does he say that a lot? I don't even know that.
Are you serious? Yes, he does.
Okay, I'm gonna listen for that. Every time I say something wrong, apparently.
Oh God, we all be dead.
Yeah, we No chance,
every time Jeff's late for a podcast, take a shot.
I was here first.
You were here first today.
You show up one time.
Right. That's my guy. All right. Any final thoughts for this one? Was that the final thoughts?
I'll still throw in a final thought about Ready for London. I think that what we're hearing still is Vikings or Bengals, leaning towards the Vikings on either October 2nd or October 9th. Really hoping for October 9th.
Oh, fuck you, asshole.
Oh, is that the one? I thought you couldn't make it to the first one. I thought October 2nd was your...
He doesn't remember.
He doesn't know.
You're going to either one. So just like Jason will be here, you will be in London.
Breakers are 1-0.
I'll be... Oh, yeah. October 7th to 9th is where I'll be in San Diego.
Maybe.
Well, the Saints. Wales vagina. The
is there a San Diego in Wales?
Wales vagina.
Ah, there is there. So, let's go for the second. Come on, big money.
I'm good with either one, but I'm ready for them to get that announced so we can start getting some.
That also means I'll be ending my trip with the Saints game, not beginning.
I know. I've finally started to, like, we're putting together a. Starting to put together the formation of a plan of attack, kind of a list of things we want to do, and then look at a map, kind of see where we can go. And
Jason's like, his list is drive to the golf course, golf, drink right. at the He's golf course.
Looked at a right. map of
drive golf home, drive home from a, the golf find course. A
pub, drink. Yeah.
Got to play in Scotland. Got to play in Ireland. Got to play in England. Yeah.
Drive to Scotland, play golf. Drive to Ireland, play golf. Find a pub.
Play golf on the tea time mini game arcade.
Golden tea.
Golden yeah. tea. That's it.
It's probably got a British accent over there, right?
I think so.
Top Golf. You think they have Top Golf over there?
No.
No.
Why not?
Because they like real golf.
Because they have real golf. Yeah, exactly.
They're not Top Golf. It.
We'll have to ask James and Ben.
I think after, you need to ask.
I think after the Ryder Cup, they have second place golf.
Shots fired.
Ooh. That's what we should do. Instead of final thoughts, we could call it like last call.
It only took you, what, 12 years to come up with that?
Right. What were we, where were the ad wizards on this one?
I still think it's a huge miss that we didn't get Watson and we can't call it the happy ending.
We didn't get him, though, so it doesn't matter.
Cleveland Steamers podcast have that.
Oh, gosh.
All right, that's all the show we have for you right now. We will thank our loyal listeners for downloading every single week and telling your friends about the Dome Patrol United Network, where you only have to subscribe to one podcast feed to receive multiple podcasts, all for free. That includes the 2-point conversion instant reaction show that we do during the season. This, the Dome Patrol podcast, the Pelican Plunge, and the Tiger's Den with Scott and Wesley. Follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast and at Dome Patrol UK. Follow us on Facebook to watch the live streams, especially next week's draft night, Thursday night, April 28th, live stream on Facebook, our epic third annual Dome Patrol draft night party, where you, the fan, can be on the show. And if you want to participate in game day chat, everyday chat, right now, I believe what's going on in there is the Pelicans chat. DM us on Twitter to get an invitation to the Dome Patrol Discord server. And if none of that works, you can always listen to us the old-fashioned way by going to Dome Patrol Podcast.
Dad count.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, mock draft donkeys.
Good night, Good Night Nation. There's a room where the light won't find you. The world.